Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic old-school drum and bass vocal hooks that feels like it came straight out of a jungle rave. Then we're going to resample it inside Ableton Live 12 so it becomes grittier, tighter, and way more usable in an actual track. This is a really beginner-friendly technique, but it can sound seriously powerful. The big idea is simple. Instead of leaving a vocal as one straight phrase, we split it into a call and response. One part grabs attention, the other part answers it. That push and pull is what gives old-school vocal riffs so much movement. And the best part? You do not need fancy third-party plugins for this. Ableton's stock devices are enough. So let's jump in. First, set up your project for drum and bass. Aim for tempo around 172 to 174 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. If you already have drums, great. If not, just throw down a simple loop with kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and some hats moving in 16 THS or a lightly swung rhythm. Nothing complicated. We want the vocal to ride on top of the groove, not fight it. A really good tip here is to loop 8 bars so you can hear how the vocal phrase works over time, not just as a one-off. Now choose your vocal source. For this style, short and rhythmic works best. Something like Come With Me, Back in the Day, Watch the Ride, Move Your Body, or No Escape. You can record your own voice memo, use a dry sample, or just speak into a microphone and keep it simple. Honestly, the roughness can help. Jungle and old-school DNB love imperfect source material. If you're recording inside Ableton, create an audio track, arm it, set your input, and record 1 to 2 bars of speech or chant. Try to keep it fairly dry and close. Don't worry if it's not perfect. We're going to shape it. Now comes the key part, turning it into a call and response. Think of the call as the question, and the response as the answer. For example, the call might be step inside, and the response could be feel the bass line. The call can be a little more open and longer. The response should usually be tighter, punchier, and more processed. You can do this in a couple of ways. One way is to duplicate the clip and slice it into 2 phrases. Put the call on beat 1, then place the response on beat 3 or into the next bar. Leave a little space between them. That space matters. In this style, silence is part of the groove. Another way is to use warp markers. Double-click the vocal clip, turn warp on, and tighten up the timing so the important words line up with the grid. But don't over-quantize it. A tiny bit of looseness can make it feel more human and more old-school. Now we're going to treat the call and response differently, so they feel like 2 characters in the conversation. For the call, go for a cleaner, wider, more open sound. On that track or clip, try EQ8, a compressor or glue compressor, saturator, echo or delay, and a little reverb. A simple starting point would be a high pass around 120 Hz to clear out the low end. Maybe a gentle presence boost around 2 to 5 Hz. If it needs more clarity, then a little saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip on. Add echo with an 8-note or dotted 1/8 delay. Keep the feedback modest, and filter the lows out of the delay so it stays clean. Then a small or medium room reverb with a short decay, just enough to give it space without washing it out. For the response, let's make it darker and a bit nastier. Use EQ8, Redux, Saturator, Auto Filter, Drum Bus, and maybe a gate if the vocal has extra noise or messy tails. Again, start by cleaning the low end with a high pass, maybe a little higher than the call. If it sounds boxy, dip some of the low mids around 300 to 500 Hz. Then add a touch of Redux for grit, just enough to make it feel sampled and rough around the edges. Push the saturator a bit harder than you did on the call. Use auto filter to darken it with a low pass or band pass shape, and automate that cutoff if you want movement. Drum Bus can add some aggressive punch and make the chopped voice feel more percussive. Use it carefully though. We want attitude, not chaos. At this point, you should already hear the difference between the 2 parts. The call feels open and direct. The response feels heavier, darker, and more sampled. That contrast is what makes the riff work. Now let's make it rhythmic. Instead of leaving the vocal as one long spoken phrase, chop it up into useful pieces. Open the clip in clip view, and add warp markers around the syllables or words that hit hardest. You can also slice out breaths, tiny tails, and short vocal hits. Place the important words on strong beats, especially beat 1, and use short chops in the gaps after the snare or on the off beats. This is where the vocal stops sounding like a sentence and starts sounding like a sample hook. That's the whole vibe. Once the pattern feels good, it's time to resample. This is a really important step, because resampling lets you commit to the sound and then re-edit it like audio, which is a huge part of that old-school workflow. Create a new audio track. Set audio from to resampling, arm it, and record your processed vocal pass while the loop plays. Don't just record one take. Capture a few bars, maybe even a couple of variations. You want options. Once it's printed to audio, you can slice it, reverse bits of it, stretch it, pitch it, and process it again. That's where the fun really starts. Take the resampled audio and either drag it into Simpler or work with it directly as audio. If you use Simpler, you can switch to slice mode and trigger the chopped bits from MIDI, which is great for building a new riff. If you keep it on audio, you can manually cut it up with CMD or Control plus E and rearrange the pieces on the timeline. You can reverse a few slices, pitch one down for weight, or leave tiny gaps between hits for extra groove. A really good beginner move is to keep one version pretty simple, then create a more aggressive second version later. That way you don't overcook it too early. Now add automation. This is how you make the vocal feel alive across the arrangement. You can automate filter cutoff, delay send, reverb send, pitch, pan, and volume. For example, slowly open the filter every four bars, throw a little extra echo on the end of a phrase, or pitch the final word down an octave for one big sinister hit. Small changes go a long way here. Let's think about arrangement. A simple 16-bar structure could go like this. First four bars, drums and bass tees with maybe a tiny vocal chop. Bars 5 to 8, bring in the call phrase and let the response answer every couple of bars. Bars 9 to 12, add more chopped pieces, open the filter a bit more, maybe increase the distortion slightly. Then bars 13 to 16, go full hook with the most aggressive vocal edits and maybe a reverse bit leading into the snare. That gives you a vocal motif that feels designed for a DNB drop, not just a random vocal sitting on top. And here's a crucial mixing point. The vocal has to work with the drums and bass, not against them. Make sure the vocal low end is cleaned out so it doesn't fight the sub. Keep an eye on the snare, because in drum and bass the snare is a major anchor. If your vocal hits are landing right on top of every snare, the groove can feel crowded. Sometimes, just shifting one or two responses into the gap around the snare makes the whole thing feel locked in. Also, don't overdo the reverb. That's one of the easiest beginner mistakes. Old school does not mean washed out. Short reverb, controlled delay, and plenty of space usually work better than drowning the whole thing. If you want a few extra pro-style tricks, try these. Keep the call more centered and direct, then widen the response a little with stereo delay or a hostile spread. Reverse only the final word of the answer for that subtle tape edit feel. Pitch one syllable down slightly inside the phrase to make it feel more sampled. Or use a little band pass filtering for a telephone or radio style cha before a drop. Those small details can make a huge difference. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try right away. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Record one short vocal phrase. Split it into two parts, call and response. Process the call with EQ8, saturator, and echo. Process the response with EQ8, redux, auto filter, and saturator. Resample the whole two-bar loop. Then slice that resample into 4 to 8 chunks and rearrange them into a new riff. Loop it against a simple jungle drum pattern and listen for how the vocal sits in the groove. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions, one clean and catchy, one dark and gritty, and one weird and experimental with reverses and pitch movement. Compare them and see which one feels most ready for a drop. So the big takeaway is this. Start with a short vocal phrase, split it into call and response, process each part differently, resample it to audio, then chop it into a new rhythmic riff that works with your drums and bass. That's the old school jungle mindset right there. Simple source, smart contrast, heavy resample, and lots of groove. Keep it rhythmic. Keep it gritty, and keep some space in the pattern. That's how you get that proper DNB vocal hook energy. Alright, let's move on.